44 years ago, a 21-year-old, determined, baby-faced, cancer survivor named Terry Fox began his marathon of hope by dipping his prosthetic leg into the icy Atlantic at St. John's, Newfoundland. It was the start of an ambitious goal to run across the country in hopes of raising $24 million for cancer research, a dollar from every Canadian. His plan was to complete the Marathon of Hope in his home province on the Pacific shores at Vancouver. When Terry was 18, his lower right leg was amputated to quell an aggressive form of bone cancer. When Terry's story gained traction, we learned he was attempting what seemed impossible, running a marathon a day for 142 consecutive days, enduring the best and worst of Canadian weather, on a primitive prosthetic that produced an awkward gait, festering wounds and agonizing pain. During his run, the cancer returned, spread to his lungs and took his life when he was 22. Terry didn't reach his destination, his life was cut short, but his remarkable example transcends time. To date, nearly $1 billion has been raised for cancer research. His foundation has not only saved lives, but assisted in treating the cancer that forced his amputation and untimely death. If he were diagnosed today, the odds would have been in his favor. Terry's leg would have been saved, his cancer vanquished, and his life spared. This year's event will take place Sunday, September 15. It's once again being organized by the Olds Fire Department. Registration starts at 10 a.m. The run starts at 11 a.m. It's 5 and 10 kilometer, km, routes. It's open to runners, walkers, rollerbladers, dogs on leash and of course spectators. Terry Fox and his foundation have been a longtime inspiration for me. I will be running the 10 kilometers course like I have for more than 30 years. Pledge forms are available online. I can print some off at the Alberton office if you prefer. Hope to see you Sunday. Murray Elliott is the publisher of the Alberton.